Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Evangelist Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have came to the show today. I'm so delighted because I know you could have been doing so many other things, but you took time out from your busy schedule to come and sit and chat and chew with me for a little while, and I am so eternally grateful. And we're having an exciting show today before you. And before we get started, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, emotion, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and action. Order for our life. We receive your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. I ask you to expand in us your territory, Lord. We ask for and receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for the morning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. For we are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' precious holy name, thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning and good morning again. Today, we're having an exciting topic, a wonderful topic from the Word of God. How does God heal? You know, we have all manners of sickness and disease that are attacked in our body through the enemy. It has nothing to do with God. But how does God really heal us? We're going to talk about that briefly today. And I have a guest that have come on. And before I bring the guest on, I'm going to just say a few things for the sick. That concept of healing is a new lease on life. Sickness is deficiency, sometimes wrong or sometimes missing. The sick and body have limitation that restricts freedom of movement, freedom of capabilities, and even freedom to enjoy life. That's talking about sickness and healing this morning. All to be released from sickness, healing, which we're going to be talking about. Healing may also be spiritually a restoration of the soul. Sin is the ultimate sickness, eating at the core of the soul, but spreading out and spilling out on our physical, our mental, our social, and moral well-being. Healing from sin comes from a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so today we're going to talk about how does God heal. And I'm going to bring on my first guest this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. You're now on the air. Well, this morning we want to talk briefly about how does God heal. And if you have your Bibles, go with me to 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, and the 7th verse. And as I was reading this here, I was reading about Hezekiah's sickness and his recovery. And I'm going to read some verses before, then come down to verse 7. About that time, Hezekiah became deathly ill, and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to visit him. He gave the king this message. This is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. How many times we are told that from the doctor, but it's not over till Jesus says it's over. When Hezekiah heard this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, I have always tried to be faithful to you and do what is pleasing in your sight. Then he broke down and wept bitterly. But before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, this message came to him from the Lord. Nobody else, not from the Lord. Go back to Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Tell him this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, says. I have heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will hear you, and 3 days from now, you will get out of bed and go to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will rescue you and this city from the king of Asher, I will do this to defend my honor and for the sake of my servant David. And on the last verse, which is verse 7, then Isaiah said to Hezekiah's servant, make an ornament from figs and spread it over the boils. They did this, and Hezekiah recovered. Now here you're showing how the God healed. You're showing right there how God healed. He told him what to do. He followed the instruction what God had told him to do. Through physician and medicine, you can be healed. God speak the word to the doctors. Luke was the great physician. So you know, if he give us Luke in that time, which now he give us doctors, specialists, he's still working through the doctors. No matter what they're saying, what they're doing, the power is coming from God. And you know, when you think about the medicine, it's little simple things that I can think about from a child coming up that our parents used to use on us. The next morning, we was well to go to school if we came down with anything, chicken pops, mumps, measles, scarlet fever. They didn't have all the tradition medicine that they have now. They have perfected more now. But you can think about how you can just go to your backyard and pick up a certain type of weed to make tea with. Some of you all that's listening today, you know what I'm talking about. Different things that you had in the, even in your kitchen cabinet, soda, different things that you took and made a pulp with it. If you had a ball, if you had something that come upon your body from the attack of the enemy, and they did it for 2 days, 3 days, or whatever, and you saw you never did get to the position at the time because mother and father took care what God told them to do to heal your body. So that lets you know, how does God heal? God heals you. Not only the physical sin from the physical position, but he tells you through your word of God, your faith can make you whole. When you read the word of God and do what thus said the word, I mean, you can be healed not just from sickness. You can be healed in your mind, your soul, your emotion, your will, just like I said in the prayer. You know, our mind can be sick, need a healing. Our spirit could be low that needs a healing. But God will come in and lift up a standing. And if we stay in the word of God and do what he said, do we can't help but be healed and be blessed. And as I turn to Psalms 119 and 35, I'm going to read what it says there also. Because today we are really going to the scripture on this, on healing, that everyone can read for themselves. Just don't take joy and peace. Minister, say this word. We're going to read these scriptures for ourselves and those that's tuning in, listening in. Feel free to come in. If God give you something to help on this topic, feel free, because we can't do it. I know I can't do it all by myself. I need help from my sisters and brothers in Christ, because he didn't give it to all of us. Everybody have a part to play or to say in the word of God, because God has healed so many people, so many, not just other people, even your own body, that you was attacked and God came in and did a work on you. Okay, in Psalms 119 and verse 33, 93, say, I will never forget thy process for which them thou hast quickened me. That means, you know, he's not going to forget your commandments. For you have used them to restore, he restored your joy and your health through the word of God. When you pick up the word of God and read what thus said the Lord, not me, but what said in the word of God, in that Bible, in the book that you have, if you haven't tore your pages out, it's in there. And it's a commandment and your faithfulness toward God that will heal you. And as I turn to Mark 3 and 5, we're going to read what it says concerning this also. And Mark 3 and 5 says, and when he looked round and about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their heart, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. But to get a better understanding, and he stretched it out, and his hands was restored whole as the other one. Here we was talking about deformed hand is here. Here God had healed this man's deformed hands right before his eyes. He did it then. He would do it now. For anyone that's listening on the line that have any sickness in their body, even cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, gout, insomnia, anything that is not of God, all you do is give it to God. Find it. It's in the word of God. Read those scriptures. Do what he says, and you can be healed just like the hand was healed. Your hands can be healed. If you got a deformed hand or foot, just listen and read to the word of God, and he will open and enlighten what he is saying. I mean, God is just so good. And as I went to from Luke, the fifth chapter, I'm going to go back to Luke, the fifth chapter and the 12th through the 13th verse, it was speaking on the leprosy. You know, I'm just going to some of the things that was God used. How does God heal? He's showing you in his word how he healed. And I'm going to read verse 12, 13, and probably 14. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Verse 13 said, and he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately, and the word say, and immediately the leprous departed from him. Mm-hmm. And in verse 14, he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Now here, God healed the man of leprosy. He spoke the word, say, I will be thy clean. And immediately, the leprosy depart. God also say, tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest. You don't have to go around and say, that. Just show them. Let them see the evidence of what God has really done. That way, you know, as they say, seeing is believing, or I'm from Missouri, you got to show me. Well, you know, show yourself. Show them what God can do. You are testimony. A lot of you all that's listening in today, y'all are living testimony where God have healed you from stroke, from aneurysm, from cancer, from blood clots. So many things have attacked your body, and you know, you yourself know, it was nobody but God that did that. It was nobody but God. And you know, still in Luke 5, 12, and 13, Lord, he said, if you want to, you can make me well again. He telling God, if you want to, you can make me well again. Jesus reached out and touched the man. I want to, he said, be healed. Here, God don't want us sick. He want us healed. How can we be on the battlefield fighting for the Lord and doing what God say if we sick? We all wounded. We can't go out on the field fighting because we sick. We broke down. Our spirit is not up. We don't know what we're doing. We talking all out of our head. But when we apply the blood of Jesus Christ to the situation, no matter what it is, it may not be healing for you today. It may be something else that you're going through. But God will give you his protection. He will lead you. He will guide you. Just have faith in him. Just do what he say do, because he is the healer. And as you search the scriptures today, or sometime this week, you're going to find a whole lot of scriptures on healing, your health. He wants us to be in good health, to prosper. He don't want us sick. We can't do what he has called for us to do, being sick. So today, God does heal. And he tells us how we can be healed, even through the physician. If you're supposed to take medication, you may not be a medicated person, want to take medicine like myself. But if it's to help me and to contract, I'm reading the word with the medication. So I'm going to know God did it. Not just a mess. I'm a put my foot forth and say, God, I know you can do it. It's nothing of me or myself. I want the flesh to die, and I want the Holy Spirit to come in and just minister to me. You direct me. Just like he told them in earlier chapters about the fig leaf, you know, about doing the fig. You know, if he told them about putting the fig, making ointment from figs. Now, who would have thought you would have made medicine with the figs? A lot of people would just say, oh, they're good to eat, to make preserves, like that. But here God saying in his word, make an ointment from figs. So when you pick up this word of God, your healing is in the word of God. You will read it for yourself. Nobody ain't got to push it down your throat. You can open up the Bible yourself and read what thus say the Lord. And as I go through, I'm going to hop right back over to Mark, the second chapter. And 1-5, we're still talking about healing today. And when we get to chapter 2, 1-5, they say, and again he entered to Capernaum. After some days, and it was noise that he was in the house, and straightway many was gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not nigh into him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, see, he is showing you their faith, he said unto the sick of the paralysis, son, thy sin be forgiven thee. And when you read that, they couldn't get to Jesus like they wanted through the crowd. So they dug through the clay roof above his head. Seeing that faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, my son, your sins are forgiven. Here it was through the faith of the friend say, our friend need to be healed. Jesus is here. Jesus forgive and he heal you. No matter what, it could be sin in your life. God can heal you there. Ask for forgiveness. Go to Jesus. He will forgive you of every sin. You know, some people think sickness just come, just ordinary. But, you know, sickness can come upon you on account of sin in your life.
Come on. Amen.
So, you, hey, Jesus, you know, we got to be so careful. Because, you know, when you come to God and ask God to forgive you of your sin, he will forgive you and not remember it no more. But when some of your friends, your family, your coworkers come to you, they got a paper in front of you. One side is, listen, this, here, 20 things that you done did. But turn that piece of paper over. It's a blank sheet of paper. And God says, I erasing that. I remember that no more. That is gone. That won't come up again. I have cast it in the sea of forgiveness. And that's what he want to do for you all today that's listening. He wants to come forth in your life. He wants you to know without a shadow of a doubt that he is the healer. He is your healer no matter what is coming up in your life today. And you may say, well, I'm not really sick in my body. Well, what you may be sick of something. Is it sin in your life? Is it unforgiveness? Is it, you know, backbiting? Is it gossiping? You know, it's so many things under the heading of sin. You know, some people say, well, I just did this here. Sin is sin. Like some people say, well, I told a little white lie. That's still sin, whether it was big or little. In God's eyesight, that was still sin. And you need to be healed from that. You need to be healed of all those things you've been doing, backbiting and backstabbing. And, you know, I'm just bringing that out this morning on the healing, because we are living in a society now. It's begin to be a sin-sick world, and they need to be healed. We need to get to the core of it. We need to raise up and set up a stand and let them know what you're doing is not right. Go to God in prayer. Ask God to open your mind, open your heart. Let him come in and cleanse out. Take everything. Mm-hmm. I ask God daily, take everything out of me that's not right, Lord. A correction of error. Whatever's in me that's not right, I want it out, Lord, because I don't want that to keep me from entering in heaven. I want to serve God. I want to be with God. Not just here on earth. This is just the dressing room. He's showing you what you do not. So when you get to heaven, you already know how to praise him. You already know. You've been tapped into the source here on earth. Hallelujah. You know how to pick up things and just move. And when he say move, move. Don't wait till next week. If he say get up right now, Pick up the word. I want you to go to such and such a chapter and read it. If you don't have the understanding, he said what? Ask him for wisdom, knowledge, instruction. He will give it to you. Just like on chapter 27, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's telling you right now, he is your light and your salvation. You don't have to be afraid of nobody. He'll give you the strength. So I'm just using that, I'm just using that paraphrase to show you how you can be healed today. You may know somebody else that needs healing today. And you could be the vessel that pulled them out. You don't have to leave them on the wayside of life. Just pull them out.
Amen.
And then when I go to some, I have a guest on. You want to say something, guest?
Yes. Hello, Pastor Sadie. This is Reverend Wynn. I am enjoying this. This is so good. And you just don't hear this preached because people don't want to hear that they may be responsible for the sickness in their body. But, you know, I want the good news.
Yes.
Whether I'm responsible or whether I'm not, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can get well. See?
Yes.
And so people fight with their answer because they don't want to take responsibility for the sickness in their body. Now, this fella that they brought down, now let me just share this with you. This fella that they brought down in the roof, look at the effort, the faith effort that took. You see?
Mm-hmm.
They saw the crowd. Now, the crowd wasn't directly their opposition. It was indirectly their opposition. They needed to get this man to Jesus. Now, notice this. They picked the man up. You see, they picked the man up. And so sometimes we just need somebody to pick us up with their faith because we're just at a low for whatever reason. So they picked this man up with their faith, and they added their faith to the man, to this man's faith, and they lowered him down. They said, you know, we're not letting that crowd keep us from our miracle. We need a miracle. We've got our faith on this, and we're going to get in front of Jesus where we need to be. And they lifted him down through the roof. I mean, that wouldn't be a very good thing to tear somebody's roof off today. In America, we're very territorial. You know, my house is my house, my yard is my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So over there in those countries, you know, even today it's not like that. They're not so territorial over there. Anyway, so they bring him down through the roof and they put him before Jesus. And when Jesus said it was their faith, he said he saw their faith, the word says. He saw their faith. Faith can be seen, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So this man wanted his miracle. They put forth the faith effort to get in front of Jesus, and many times, you see, the man at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 6, John chapter 5, he didn't have that kind of gumption, see. He didn't have any motivation on the inside of him, you see, to get down into that pool. Because when Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed, he didn't even say yes or no. He just said, well, I can't get into the pool, you know. So that's that poverty, entitlement mentality. And so he put forth no effort. Now, let me just say this, that it matters where you go after you get your miracle. See?
All right.
Now, he went into the temple and he was hanging out with the religious folk who were against Jesus. You see, it matters where you go. So, see, Jesus came later into the temple and said, stop sinning, lest the worst thing come upon you. See, that man never stopped sinning. And now you were talking about that, Pastor Sadie, about sin, that's an open door for sickness in your body. Now, James chapter 1, or chapter 5, let me see where it is here. In 13, he says, is any sick, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing. And then, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And then down in 15, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, now that doesn't mean he did, but if he did, he'll be forgiven. In other words, the sin that he committed that opened the door for the sickness, he'll be forgiven, you see. So that shows us right there that sin is an open door. And if we look at what happened to Jesus, Jesus made it so we can be healed from the inside out. We're not healed from the outside in, you see, because Jesus took sin and sickness and disease on his spirit, on the inside, you see. So we are healed. Like you said, this came up in my spirit when you said you're spiritually healed. Well, yeah, your spirit is healed. Your spirit is healed. We become born again. See, we're healed from the inside out. What's on the inside of us will manifest on the outside of us because of all the sickness and disease that was put on the spirit of Jesus. It says in Isaiah 52:14, he wasn't even recognizable as a man. Think about that. He had all the sickness and disease that ever was and ever was to come on him. You couldn't recognize him as a human. Why? Because this was put on his spirit. Listen to me. What is on the inside of us will manifest on the outside. So we think we're fooling people. No, it's going to manifest on the outside. You got a bad attitude? It's going to display. Yeah.
That's
what's on
right.
the inside of you will manifest on the outside. And, of course, that's the positive. When you fill yourself up with the Word of God and with the Holy Ghost daily, continuing to be filled. Oh, what's on the inside will manifest on the outside. See, you know who you're hanging out with because you can tell what's on the inside of them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Good
message
today, Pastor.
Thank you. I give God the praise. And in Psalms chapter 6, verse 2, he was saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. And verse 3 says, my soul is also vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Verse 4 says, return, O Lord, deliver my soul, O save me for thy mercy's sake. You know, here he was asking God, hear me, Lord, for my body is in anguish. And my next scripture was the one you just finished on, James, or any among you sick. You know, here they was telling to call for the elders of the church, and that's what people should do. Call for the elders of the church. It's in the Word. Have them pray over you. And it's through prayer, the faith, and through prayer that you will be healed. And, you know, I had Isaiah 38. And 16, let me turn right over there right quick. And here Isaiah 38 and 16 was saying, O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit, so will thou recover me and make me to live. You know, here this time, my Lord, your discipling is good, but it leads to life and health. That's through discipling. That will lead you through to life and health.
Yes.
And on Genesis, try to have all of them ready, compiled so I could just turn, wouldn't be too long for time's sake, but I'm just trying to show the audience that's listening that will come in later, how important your healing is and how you can get your healing through God, what God is doing for you. On verse 27 and 41, it says, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the day of mourning for my father or at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob. Here, you know, Esau hated Jacob. Then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him affectionately and kissed him. Both of them were in tears. But that's through time. All this still go under the healing. Healing of the heart. Healing of the mind. You know, I mean, that is so important because when we think about the physical healing, you're broke down because your heart is hurting. Something you did to somebody, you haven't asked God to forgive you. That wound need to be clean, patched up. It's an open soul, in other words, until you get it right with God. And in Isaiah 53 and 5. I'll go right on back over there. It's saying, because I don't want anybody to think I'm not saying nothing other than where I have it coming strictly from the Word of God, where they can read it themselves.
Amen.
That's the best way. 53 and 5 say, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
You know, when I read that, I think he was wounded and crushed for our sins. All our sin, God was already wounded for. He done went to the cross for that. He was beaten that we may have peace. He was whipped. And we was healed. When you think of every stripe that God received. That was healing of the nation. That was healing for us.
Amen.
But death, Christ brought us life. By, you know, Christ's death, that brought us life. And through woundedness, he brought us healing. And by accepting our punishment, he set us free. Oh, Jesus. You know, I just thank God for the word this morning. I thank God for the healing of me. Because just like he healed me, he can heal everyone else. And I had quite a few healing scriptures, but I'll just give a few this morning for those that want to go to healing, not only for their sickness and their bodies or their mind, but I'll go to Colossians 1:21-22. And it says, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven, free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. And then I have in also in Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 19th verse, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and health. That's for somebody that's have diabetes or whatever. It's telling you my pancreas secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and health. If anybody today have growth and tumors have no right to my body. Y'all can say these things. They or a thing of the past, while I am delivered from the authority of darkness. That's taken from Colossians, the 1st chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse. And those that's worrying with arthritis and stuff like that, bone problem, joint problem, it says in the word of God, your word is manifest in my body, causing growth to disappear. Arthritis is a thing of the past. I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly. In Jesus' name, you can find that in Mark 11:23, also Matthew 17:20. And those that have heart problems, you can say, thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. You'll find that in Proverbs 12. 14, and then 14 and 30. Also in Ephesians 2:22 and John 17:22, you read about my heart beat is normal. My heart beats with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout my body, restoring life and health abundantly. Those that have problems with their blood, I command my blood cell to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit my body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus. And it goes on and on. We have so many scriptures that's in the Word of God on healing scriptures that you can pick up the Word of God and read for yourself. And did you want to say something else, Pastor Wynn? We have 6 minutes.
Okay, you know, I do want to just reiterate to all of those that are listening what you have said, that God does not want us sick, and that's so apparent when we get into the Word. And I like what you said, too. You said you're limited. You cannot do what God's called you to do in full measure if you're sick. You know, so if you're in a wheelchair, God has a plan for you to get out, but you have to do like the guy did, the paralytic. You have to put forth some faith effort and to surround yourself with people who will believe with you, like the man on the bed. You know, there was, I think, three or four men that picked him up. See, sometimes you need some folks to pick you up.
But
hang out with people who preach healing. Listen, Kenneth E. Hagin was raised Baptist. He was a Baptist fella. At the age of 17, he got into, it was the age of 15, I guess. I think at that point he was on his deathbed. See, he got into Mark chapter 11. And Mark chapter 11 is what got him healed. He didn't know anything about Pentecost. He didn't know anything about the gift of healing. He didn't know anything about the gifts of the Spirit. All he knew was Mark 11, 23, 24. See, that got him up. By the time he was 17, he got up off of his deathbed. But this is what he had to do. He had to get himself around people who believe that. He had where he was at. He had to leave and come over into that Pentecostal persuasion, even though he would not be baptized in the Holy Ghost right away, but they believed in healing. He didn't understand that Holy Ghost thing and that tongues and all of that, but he hung around them anyway because they believed in what happened to him. You see, you got to surround yourself with those who believe what you are believing. Otherwise, they will be your downfall. Get yourself away from naysayers that say, well, you know, God has a plan for everything that happens. You know, everything happens for a reason. Hello, somebody ending up in a wheelchair is not the plan of God. That's a lie from the enemy. So you have to get yourself away from those kind of people. So I just wanted to undergird you, Pastor Sadie. Everything you said today is so on the word, and it's such good news. It's not a word of condemnation. See, people will say that, oh, you're putting condemnation on people who are sick. No, we're just telling you, take responsibility. You can do something. Put forth some faith effort, you know. I'm going to say this, and then I'll be quiet. In First Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, and the gift of faith is one of those. Now, the gift of faith is up to the Holy Ghost. That's not for us. Now, we have our measure of faith in Romans 12:3. We've been dealt a measure of faith, and we're to build on that. Romans 10:17. We're to build on that faith. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the gift of faith that goes into operation at the will of the Holy Ghost. So, in other words, I cannot initiate the gift of faith. That has to be motivated by the Holy Ghost. The utterance gifts, let me say this, all the gifts of the Spirit operate by the will of the Holy Ghost. So I can't say to somebody, come to my meeting because I'll operate in the gift of faith and heal you. See, I can't do that because it may not operate. I can't guarantee that. So now you shared about that man, the paralytic. He had to use his own faith. Now, the gift of faith can be in operation. Now, see, I've seen it in operation through ministers, and it's starting to work in me. But I may be able to lay hands on you. The gift of faith is operating. I'm transmitting the healing power from me to you by the gift of faith, and you get your healing. But you're not going to be able to keep it without your own faith. You see, it's not a free ride. It's not a free ride. You've still got to build on your own faith. Now, you can get where you need to be by the gift of faith or by a miracle, but it's still going to take your faith to keep you there. Amen.
Amen. Well, today I want to really thank you for coming in and sharing with us on the line today with Joy and Peace Outreach on how do God heal. I want to thank you so much, and I gave our scriptures today and healing scriptures some, but I'm going to say a prayer for those that's listening in today, a healing prayer that will help you. And as you go through this day, pick up the Word of God. Pick up your Bible, which is the book. It is written. Everything we have shared today is written in the Word of God. And today, Heavenly Father, it is written in your Word that if we abide in you and your Word abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done for us.
Amen.
So that my Heavenly Father may be glorified and we will bear much fruit. Heavenly Father, you know the desires of our heart, and we ask you to give us the desires of our heart. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you give us total healing, total deliverance from all sickness, disease of any kind, infirmities, affliction, infection, virus, inflammation, disorder of any kind in every cell in our body, in every gland in our body, in every organ in our body, abnormal cell, radical cell, abnormal growth, radical growth, cancer, tumor, spasm. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to give us total restoration of every alignment in our body. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Ooh, thank God today. Thank God. And thank you, Pastor Wynn, for coming on.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for sharing with us today. And each and every person, have a wonderful and a blessed and a prosperous day. And as we go off the air, I'm going to tune into the music where encourage yourself. No matter what you're going through today, encourage your own self. You don't need nobody to encourage you. You can encourage yourself. Bye-bye.
Bible.